This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Happy Tuesday morning here.
That's right.
WGR. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, following a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Had a blast. Had a little bit of a family cookout yesterday, which went well.
Again, it's in the ancient texts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones goes into his next movie, and the ancient text of Memorial Day great weather is what he's looking for this time. Beautiful. It belongs in a museum.
By the way, chili cheese dogs, they have got a special place in my heart.
All right, Sonic.
They really do. They really do. They really do. So good.
All right. So, Derek Kramer here apparently with Sonic the Hedgehog. Can you go fast?
Did you have any Memorial Day plans or did you just hang out?
Oddly enough, one of our friends was in from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bother us again later this week.
Nice.
You know that. Other than that, no. I think I was just worn down from, Bandit Saturday.
Yeah.
I drove to Rochester for the Amherst mm-hmm. watch party on Sunday. That did not go well.
No.
And then I had to drive back down the 90, sulkingly so. So, it turned into Monday was just
hanging out.
Kicking back.
It's a good way to handle a three-day weekend.
Yes.
That third day, just be like, you know what? I'm going to prepare for the work week.
That's exactly what I did. I shut it down.
Yep. You're going to shut it down. We're going to kick up, watch the movies.
I'm done.
Relax.
I'm done, and we're dealing with that.
There we go. Now it's Tuesday morning. It's beautiful outside. I think, though, the rest of this week's supposed to be a little rainy.
Taking a beagle for a yelling walk, and then, and then after that, just nothing.
There you go.
That was my Monday.
Today, though, we don't have nothing. We do have Bills OTAs.
Yes,
today,
we do.
We are going to be hearing from Bills head coach Sean McDermott in the 11 o'clock hour, hopefully right at 11. We'll be hearing from Sal Capaccio here in the next 15 minutes to kind of set the scene for us over at One Bills Drive. I'm excited. The only problem I have with this, Derek, is that we're going to be a little busy the next 2-3 weeks with OTAs, mandatory mini camps coming up at the middle of June-ish.
Say it like it's a bad thing.
And then July happens.
Hang on. July has a great start, though. NHL
free agency, has a wonderful start, yes.
We'll have plenty of opportunity to disclose why or how the Sabres are going to drive us up a wall this time. Mm-hmm. Or Sabres actually sign Mitch Marner, and we have something to talk about for the entire month of July.
See, I like that you're taking that, because my thought was July 1st will happen. I believe it's a Tuesday, so it's the worst day of the week.
And so today.
Then, yeah. Well, today is more of a Monday. Tuesday is typically the worst day of the week. I don't have to get into this. Just know.
You know, this is a discussion for the month of July.
Yes. But just know my thoughts. Tuesday is significantly the worst day of the week. I don't even think it's particularly close. But neither here nor there. I am fully prepared for the Sabres to do not nothing, but close to not any ground-shaking moves. Just enough where you're like, okay, I mean, they participated.
If
so that by July 5th, say that the Sabres we're like
are,
done.
Say that the Sabres are shown. Like, there's a picture of Kevin Adams and or Terry Pegula in Toronto.
Yeah.
I have 2 days' worth of talk right there.
I was going to say, I kind of just need the Elliot Friedman tweet and or podcast spot.
I need Kevin
Thoughts.
Weeks selfie with only nose up, and the background is Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams walking in Toronto.
See, but like that.
That's all I need.
That would get me for an entire week until something is like definitively shut down. I just need the Elliot Friedman, hey, the Sabres are interested in Mitch Marner and he's taking their phone calls.
Yes.
And I'd be like, I'm in. Next week. I'm done.
I need the tweet from any reporter saying they're in Toronto.
That's it. That's all I need.
That's it.
But I'm not anticipating it. So for me, July is going to be what I can only imagine is hell.
So the thing is that's mid to late July. There's a difference. Because then late July, right at the tail end of it, training camp starts.
That is right.
So it is probably about 2.5 weeks in July where, you know, we are bracing for impact effectively. We could talk about Tuesdays and why you hate them. But until then.
It's list season right there, baby.
But until.
Let's rank the days of the week. Worst to best.
But until then, we're not there.
No.
And it starts right now with OTAs. I do want to talk to you in the next segment about Zach's first trip to Bandit Land.
Yes, I want to talk about the Bandits. I really do. That was so much fun.
And we had a very good showing of several of ours, WBEN, Zach Penkew, Brayton Wilson, Arjun Kelly. They were all there and very much prevalent within the press box. You were in the arena. I was watching on TV. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But Bills... OTA showing up here, and there's one thing I'm lamenting about OTA starting.
Mm-hmm.
If James Cook's not there, somebody's going to make it a bigger deal than it doesn't have to be.
Yep. Well, at least we do have rosters with numbers. James Cook is listed there with 4.
Yeah. So ready? If he's not there, this is your public service announcement officially, okay? From Kramer and Jones. If James Cook's not there for OTAs, don't freak out.
No, I think the only time I would, and I'll be honest, the only time I would get worried is mandatory minicamp and or training camp.
Training camp even more so than minicamp.
Well, but mandatory minicamp, it'll be, okay, he's being fined now because he's not there. He's got a year left on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we're not even there. I think even Cook is somewhat kind of loyalty to the crest. He's got a year left on his deal. We'll worry about this.
It does seem like he's just going to play it out.
And that's the thing is it got a lot of legs because it's
off-season stuff.
And he pointed to a number that was a bit more aggressive than most of us wanted, and that was it.
But that's all he's done is say, hey, this sounds neat, effectively. Hey, I want to get this kind of money. Yeah, me
too,
man.
I'd also love $20 million.
Yeah.
I'm with him. I get it.
He's like every person ever, like except for NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, because they're like $20 million. Pfft.
Come on.
It's chump change. Do it again.
Or wide receivers at this point.
Wide receivers at this point too, yep.
So that's all he really did. He hasn't said he's going to hold out or that he's actively looking to hold out for a new contract or he's not going to play without an extension. All he's saying is, yeah, $20 million sounds pretty dope.
That's it.
Which is words that almost everybody would live by.
Yeah.
Congratulations, James Cook, on being a human being.
I can't really fault him. But yeah, I mean, like... I guess it's almost the frustrating thing with the Bills, but it's why we've talked about why they're so good to be on Hard Knocks this year. There isn't much to derail them. There really isn't. It's a great culture. The team really likes each other. They've all really embraced, and I think this was something maybe last year some of us were somewhat leery about, not just production-wise, but also how are the wide receivers going to handle everybody eats? Well, a year later, they love it. And everyone is wearing hats about it, and they're all chirping about how much they like it. Elijah Moore is brought into the Bills, and he can't stop talking positively about the mindset of everybody eats. There just really isn't much that can derail them. I was thinking about it this
weekend. Oddly enough, the thing that could derail them is a number one type wide receiver.
It honestly could. Honestly.
Like, that's the only thing that could really derail that mentality, because to be a number one wide receiver in an upper echelon of the position in the league, you are oftentimes in demand for targets.
And you're a volume guy.
Like, you're a volume guy.
You do your best work in volume.
You do not like the idea of everybody eating. Mm-hmm. And so wide receivers that are trying to get a little increase in their pay or be looked at around nationally, or even just trying to find a bigger role for themselves, like Elijah Moore. He hasn't necessarily had the greatest of roles ever since being drafted by the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He gets drafted by the Jets. He ends up playing with the Browns with that quarterback room. Yeah, I really love the idea of I get a chance at the pie too.
He had 61 catches last year with that quarterback room. Like, are you telling me he's not going to at least somewhat help them out?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's one of those kick the tires ideas that should work, ideally. And, you know, they've had a couple of those that they didn't. Most notably, Jamison Crowder. But that had a little bit of injury woes into it.
Trent Sherfield and Deontay Hardy, to me are the two where I'm like, what happened there?
But also, I feel like there was a little less notoriety with them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like, people will say the Emmanuel Sanders signing was kind of a flop, and I say absolutely not. Because even with injury, he was still your number two wide receiver comfortably.
He's still very productive.
And he was
productive. I shouldn't say very productive.
Yeah, but he was comfortably your second wide receiver still. And then he gets hurt, and Gabe Davis is able to start making plays. But this sounds more like the Sanders idea of Moore has a little bit of, like, still a little bit of name power in there. He had 60 catches with Cleveland last year, which is just brilliant. That is one of those. It's a John Brown.
I think Greg it's Thompson Cole cover Beasley. One. Greg Thompson
player
cover
with
one
somewhat recognizable name.
Yeah,
with decent with production that you could kind of see, like, it makes sense, and then you plug him into Buffalo.
Yeah,
Crowder was productive throughout his entire career when he came here, and then he got hurt, and then it just didn't really stick when he tried to return to the lineup, and they ultimately release him in season. Moore sounds more like the true, you were underutilized for your skill level and your talent, and we have an opportunity to wake that up. That is more akin to Brown or Beasley. Not Sherfield or Hardy, where it's maybe there's something here, like Isaiah McKenzie when we unlocked that for a couple of years. That was a fun little ride. That's not this. This sounds more like the John Brown sort of thing. Sanders is an island of his own, because Sanders was something. A very consistent wide receiver throughout his career.
And when he was brought into, it was like, oh, here's this bona fide guy coming in to try to win a title with you.
Yes.
Like, it was a very different signal to a lot of Bills fans of like, oh, we didn't have to overpay. Like, he came here purely off the idea of
here on a one-year deal of like, hey, this is probably the last time
Brown,
I got this.
Brown is super interesting, and I like I love that thought with him and with Elijah Moore, because Greg Thompson, I cover one. I saw him tweet that out of kind of like the John Brown jump.
Yep.
If you look at John Brown's stats throughout his career, it was like, oh, he's a three. He's a really good three, great deep threat, got the speed to burn a defense. Good. And when the Bills got him, he was kind of considered like, oh, he'll be good. Cole Beasley, if you remember, he was sort of the one of like,
yeah,
he may not work.
And you know,
but people in Dallas were like, actually, we love him.
But also, it's so low risk, though, that it doesn't have to work.
But then when Brown came to Buffalo, he effectively had to be their one. And you saw, well, maybe he's not a one. He's an exceptional two.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was they got him late in his career. With his skill set, what did they get him, 27, 28 years old?
Yep.
He quickly deteriorated. No fault of his own. It's just his skill set. You're getting Elijah Moore, 25 years old.
And the difference, though, is Moore does not have to work.
No,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The John Brown signing, I am bullish for the contract you gave him, it had to work.
Yeah, but I'm very bullish on Elijah Moore. I think he's a skill set you don't necessarily have, and he's this guy that can do so much for you. He can work in slot. He can work outside. They've added Joshua Palmer. I'm not saying the unit's perfect, and there could be some issues there as well. Curtis Samuel may never get off the ground, and we'll see how that ends up going. But I really like – I'm much happier with their wide receiver unit this year than I ever was last year. But we'll see. Let's go to the phones, though, real quick here before we bring in Sal Capaccio from One Bills Drive. Jim is up first today. Jim, how are we doing today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So the way Allen plays, or I should say maybe the way the offense is set up, and the fact that he throws to so many different people, I don't think you're going to see wide receivers on the Bills getting 100 catches anymore. You know, they might get 50, they might get 60, but it's not going to be more than that. So, you know, if you want to make a statement that says your number one receiver gets, you know, 60 or 70 catches, that's fine. But to expect to have somebody like a Stephon Diggs on this team where he's getting 100 catches, that's not going to happen. So, That's just my thought on it. I'll hang up and listen to you. Thanks.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for the call. I think you're absolutely right, too. I think you can honestly say it's a clean chapter end for Allen and or the Bills' career, where in that first iteration it was, yeah, we got the volume guy in Diggs. He's breaking a lot of records. It's great. And they're kind of trying to find that number two, where now we're into, I think, comfortably a second era because last year worked so much of going to be highly efficient, a lot of targets going to a lot of different guys, maybe a lot of different skill sets to get the most out of the receivers. I think that's right, though. The days maybe of having a 100-catch receiver might be behind us. But
now, at least for now.
Let's go to the Wester Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins us on this beautiful Tuesday morning as Bills OTAs get underway. Sal, how are we doing? How was your Memorial Day?
It was good. It is beautiful today. It is not as sunny as yesterday, but it is warm, warmer than yesterday here at One Bills Drive. I am standing, and I'm sure people who've been down here can get a picture here. I'm standing outside the Bills, like, ticket office, field house area, where literally to my right is current Highmark Stadium. To my left is new Highmark Stadium. And it's just fantastic, you know, going up and watching this thing. And it's really crazy to see kind of the difference in the size, obviously, as it's coming out of the ground. In the meantime, kind of reminds you, hey, you know, football season's right around the corner. And today we start OTAs. Memorial Day was great for me, guys. Got a chance to spend a little bit with my mom and family, and we had a good time. And now it's back to work here, OTAs this week and next week for the Bills, and then mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, it's a really fast-paced schedule here. Me and Derek were looking at it before we jumped on air today. Really, it's just July. It's the beginning part of July where there's not much going on. But at the end of July into August, we've got training camp. End of May into June, we've got a lot going on. But Sal, what should fans kind of expect from today? I know we're planning to hear from Sean McDermott at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting, Sean McDermott at 11 o'clock. So he'll just kind of run down and answer questions about, you know, whatever it might be with the Bills. And he might even tell us that Josh Allen's not here. I don't personally expect Josh Allen to be here today, guys, because this is right around the time he's having his wedding. It is voluntary, obviously. But, you know, if you want to get those things in, these things happen every year with guys. So that's my anticipation. We don't know that for sure right now. And part of the reason why I have that anticipation is I know tonight is the charity golf event for Josh Allen for Oshai Children's Hospital, 117 holes. And I don't believe he's here for it. So I'm guessing he won't be here today. But we'll find out a little bit more when Sean McDermott speaks to us. But anyway, that being said, I think that's a great opportunity this week, today, whenever it is, for guys like Mike White and Shane Buechele and, of course, Mitch Trubisky, you know, to get some run with the first-team offense. And today, what we can see, and we will be able to watch all of practice today. So what happens in OTAs, so you guys and everybody understands, we only get the media to watch one day each week. It's today and it's next Tuesday, but we get to watch the whole practice. But the team is on the field for 3 days each week, but we don't get those other days. So when we go out there, it's our first and only chance this week to watch. Now, prior to today, it was either phase one, just conditioning, or phase two. Now, in phase two, it was, okay, offense can line up in a huddle. They can run some plays at kind of like a half speed. You can't do anything against a defense. No one-on-one drills against offense, defense. That changes today, guys. They can do 7-on-7. They can do 11-on-11. There's no hitting, obviously, no pads. But now you can get drills. You can see DBs against the receivers. So that'll be an interesting and cool change.
And that's probably the big question I'm going to have throughout OTAs is going to be, well, how are the rookies going to end up slotting in here? Because it is a very talented class. It's a pretty well-hyped draft from what we talked about all throughout the offseason here, Sal, especially with the fact that they went heavily on the defensive side of the ball, in a particular defensive tackle, but also at defensive back. I'm very intrigued to see how Hairston or Strong or Hancock all end up slotting in here to try to fight for space on the roster.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, the rookies are going to be part of the story here, no doubt, especially a guy like Max Hairston, who, you know, first round pick coming in for an open spot. You know, if you take a look around the rookies, Derek, how many spots are truly open for them to fight for to start, right? There's really depth spots for most of those guys. Jordan Hancock isn't going to start anywhere, but can he be the main backup nickel or the main backup safety? He's kind of very similar to Cam Lewis. Landon Jackson isn't going to start, you know, in front of Greg Rousseau or Joey Bosa, but can he be a main backup? You know, is he fighting with AJ Epenesa for that main backup job? Those are the questions. But Max Harrison's different. Max Harrison's fighting for a starting job on this team with Tre'Davious White, I would think, first and foremost, and then with Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, that's going to be a real good fight. I also think the second-year player, a second-year player in Keon Coleman and a third-year player in Dalton Kincaid are the guys that we're going to be watching a lot throughout the this offseason. So today, right, what is Keon Coleman? Does he look, how about Dalton? Does Dalton look any bigger? Right. Remember what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talked about in getting bigger and stronger. Does he look any bigger? Can you tell? Did he put on muscle mass? How about Keon Coleman? You know, what does he look like out there after some of the comments that were made by Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean? So granted, today is not the end all be all. Neither is next week. We still have a few weeks left here, but it is our first glimpse at some of these guys doing football things.
Sal, I was going to ask you next about maybe some of the second-year guys to maybe look for. You brought up Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, a third-year guy, too. I know somebody for me, though, that I've been curious about really this whole offseason, because I want to see if the Bills really address the position in any meaningful way, is Cole Bishop at safety. I mean, what are your thoughts on him going into year two?
Yeah, listen, if you guys remember, you go back to the draft, right? Remember draft morning? We talked about this morning, mm-hmm. Joe and I. Remember draft morning, you wake up and all these national people had the Bills taking Malachi Starks?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden there was this big, oh my God, mm-hmm. safety, 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 safety. And I'll just say I spent that whole day telling everybody they're not taking a safety. Now, you can argue all you want that Malachi Starks could be better than Cole Bishop or better than Taylor Rapp or whatever safety. It's just not the way the Bills are built or the way they operate. What the Bills do, and this is to your Cole Bishop point, they bring guys in here and they develop them at that position. Or they bring guys in who've been in the league for a few years. Cole Bishop's been with this team for over a year now. They believe he is ready to step up into a starting role, but he still has to prove that. So to me, it was never them going out, whether it was first round or second round. To me, they were never overdrafting Cole Bishop, and they were never overdrafting Taylor Rapp. If you listen to Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talk at the Combine at the owners' meetings, the way they talk about Taylor Rapp and how, I mean, Sean McDermott basically compared him to Terrell Bernard of the secondary and said he's the guy that sets everything. And that should tell you what you need to know about how they feel about him. And then Cole Bishop, I will say, McDermott has said many times, hey, he's got to earn it. Like, we're not just going to hand it to him. But guys, they're going to give him every chance to earn it. So I agree with you. He is a really interesting guy to watch because they did sign Derek Forrest. Now, that is the type of player they like to bring in, a four-year player. He's been in a system. He was in Washington, similar system for a couple of years when Ron Rivera was there to what Sean McDermott runs, so he'll be familiar with that type of system. And obviously they re-signed DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin started, you know, pretty much, I mean, what I know he missed a couple of games, but he was their main starter last year. And I know that doesn't sit well with a lot of people thinking DeMar Hamlin could be the starter, but these are the kinds of guys they like to have at that position. Guys that they know, guys that they trust, guys that they've developed. That's Cole Bishop. I agree with you. Cole Bishop is a really, really key. In fact, if I was going through, like, who are some of the more important Bills players this year, like, Cole Bishop would be pretty high on my list, because I think if he doesn't develop and step up into that player that they believe this year, then we could be having some serious questions about what's going on in the secondary as the year goes on, and maybe the defense doesn't get back to the level they want and need to get to. But if Cole Bishop can come in and play like I think they believe he can play and why they drafted him in the second round, then I think it could be a really, really solid secondary.
Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline as Bills OTAs begin today. Sal, OTAs are also, and I think we need to make sure that we make this abundantly clear, it is voluntary. There are going to be plenty of ways of excused absences. So you mentioned Josh Allen. He may not be there today, and that's, again, that's perfectly fine. The name that people will look at and overreact probably initially is running back James Cook, who I'm suspecting at this point, he's going to play the rest of the contract. There's not going to be any sort of holdout drama because he's not one that really likes drama. And I think that people are going to have to understand the learn and relearn the word voluntary today.
Good point on being voluntary and probably right about James Cook not being here. But we don't know that. We could step out there and I could step out there. And
if he's here, then that ends out all.
Practice starts in an hour. Yeah, right. I agree. If James Cook is there today, then it kind of settles all that. I will say, though, there's sometimes those things can happen where you have a little bit of good faith, but then it doesn't wind up working out. And then we've seen hold-ins at training camp. That's far down the road. And when you say you would anticipate he has a training camp, that's, I mean, that could be a very good assumption, Derek, but we don't know, right? We don't know what's going to happen
exactly
until you get to then. So, but for now, it is voluntary. And look, guys, just so fans know, to further your point, Derek, about being voluntary, every year there are several guys missing. Not a lot, but guys are missing. Again, maybe I don't think Josh Allen's going to be here today because of his wedding. There could be someone else who's not here today because of a wedding or a family matter or something else going on. You know, there are just things that happen in life. I remember last year, Rasul Douglas wasn't here for pretty much all of voluntary workouts. And you could say, well, and he's not on the team now. I don't think it had anything to do with it. But, you know, sometimes guys, veterans, they've been in the league, they're like, hey, I work out on my own. I have my routine. I'll be there when I need to be there. I know what my body needs. You get a lot of different reasons, so I would not read much into it. Now, that said, would you love 100% attendance? Of course. Would the coaches love 100% attendance? Of course. We'll hear from Sean McDermott. We'll see if he offers any on that. Now, I will tell everybody that we don't get official attendance from the team today, and they're not going to say, and if a guy is here and he's not practicing, we don't necessarily get, like, official word why, like, oh, he's got some sort of injury he's dealing with, we're holding him out. That doesn't happen. So today, when the media watches, it's on us to take attendance kind of and see it. And then we can, you know, let everybody know who we saw and who we didn't see.
All right, Sal. We'll be having our ears to the ground waiting for Sean McDermott to get to the podium. But thank you so much. Enjoy the day.
You got it, guys. And we'll have a lot more coverage for everybody over on X at Sal Sports.
Thank you, Sal. We'll talk again soon. That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Again, Bills head coach Sean McDermott coming up at, we believe, around 11 a.m. with practice starting at 11:30. We think it's going to be pretty close to on time, but we do have to take our first time out. We've already heard from Jim, 803-0550, the number to call. Want to talk Bills wide receivers? Always happy to do that. But also, I put this question to Twitter. As we mentioned Cole Bishop there, which of the Bills' second-year players do you think needs to take the biggest leap forward for this upcoming season for the Bills to get over the mountaintop? Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Again, taking your calls, 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.